The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Kilbeggan. A good card to look forward to there. Over the Obstacles National Hunt card, seven races there, including the Midlands National Handicap Chase, a big race at 8:30. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
The one and only Mark Walton.
Yes. Well, there's a few, I think. There's one of them works for Disney. Which does some voiceover work for Disney.
Yeah, you should do.
Anyway,
it's the only job you probably haven't done, mate, in the last 2 years.
I know, yeah, trying.
Did everything for William Hill.
Well, you got to put yourself up, aren't you?
Apart from make a decent cup of tea, I don't think I've been up there and you've made me a cup
of tea. I'll do it next time then.
That might.
We'll tick that one off the list.
Yeah.
Right, Kilbeggan tonight, Andy. It's quite a good card, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. A lot of the track specialists that regularly turn up here are strutting their stuff again tonight, and particularly the Midland National, the 8:30, one or two horses who've run well round the track or run well in this race before, certainly catch the eye at fancy prices.
Okay, we'll move on to that later on in the card, but the first race this evening is the 5:55. We start with a mare's maiden hurdle over 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs, and the betting looks like this morning. Padraig's Joy is 6-4, 2-1 for Well Tuned, 7-1 for Fire Dawn, 15-2 for Roger Rue, 8-1 for Jenna Pride, and 16s or bigger prices. The rest priced up a little bit like a match between Padraig's Joy and Well Tuned. Andy, do you see it that way?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I mean, obviously we don't know much about Jenna Pride. Obviously keep an eye on that. Mare by Beneficial, trained by Henry de Bromhead, fallen in a point-to-point. She wouldn't have to be anything special to beat the front two in the market, albeit they set a reasonable standard for this race. I mean, both of them have had quite a few opportunities, particularly well-tuned. James Nicholson's mare has still yet to win in 9 starts over hurdles, even though she's run quite well on many occasions. She's still becoming a little bit frustrating. She was involved in quite a good race down in Roscommon the other day, which was run at a good tempo. So she probably just about sets the standard. But Padraig's Joy, I thought, ran really well in a good race down in Bellystown the other day when she didn't quite stay the trip. She looked very threatening going down to 2 out and was still in front approaching the last, only to just get run out of it late on and finish 5th in the end. But that 3 miles, like I say, stretched her stamina to the absolute limit. And she's dropping back to what I believe could be her ideal distance tonight, 2 mile, 3.5. That form at that Bellystown race has already worked out quite well. Wandering Angus, who was third, has won since. So I'd probably just about go with her, given that Well Tuned just seems to be struggling to get its head in front.
Okay, on to the second race this evening. Race two on the card is the 6:25, and this is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. And Powder Hound heads the betting odds on this morning at 5-6. Poetic Lord is 9-2 with Don't Budge Me. Dame Firth is 5-1, and then 16s and double figure prices for the other 4 runners. So quite a short price favourite in Powder Hound, Andy. We haven't seen him for quite a while since last February, but the quicker ground should be in his favour. What do you make of Powder Hound?
I'm a big fan of Powder Hound. He used to be trained by Andrew Baldin in England and ran many good races on the flat, including one down Ascot in a very hot race. And he shipped off to Ireland to run in the Giggingstown Stud Colours, trained by Noel Mead, of course, with a view perhaps to running at several of the festivals as a four-year-old. He certainly did nothing wrong in all of his 3 starts over the smaller obstacles first time up. He was second to Abyssial, of course, ended up being the highest-rated juvenile. Another good run against older horses at Leopardstown. And then in what I thought was a real tee-up for the Fred Winter handicap, he finished third behind Starbeat of Arthur Moores, who also missed the gig at Cheltenham in that very strongly run race at Nace that day. Levant Danton, who was second, went on to win a Grady race subsequently. It was just a very good race. And I felt as though Powder Hound should have won that day. He made a bad mistake at the last, slithered on landing, lost all his chance of winning. And I thought he was a possible for the Fred Winter, but because he got such a low rating of 121, it meant that he actually missed the race. And Noel Mead probably, you know, shrugged his shoulders and thought, well, you know, there'll be other days for this horse. He didn't run subsequently, why I don't know, but perhaps they've just been keeping him ticking over, and maybe he might be a horse to contend with for the Galway Festival in a few weeks' time. He's certainly well handicapped anyway, and I expect him to take this race on his way to whatever race they decide to run him in Galway. He's round about even money this morning, and that looks a really fair bet.
Okay, Powder Hound then in the 6.25, the 6.55 is race 3 in the card, and this is a 80 to 116 handicap hurdle over 2 miles, and the betting is headed by the Black Russian, who's 11 to 4. It's 9 to 2 for Treacy Hotel's Boy and Vinny's Pride. 17 to 2 for On the Ground. Castletown Bridge is 10 to 1 with Christie's Call. 12 to 1 for Silver Shuffle, and then 14 to 1 and bigger prices the other runners. Quite a competitive race, the 6.55. Andy, what do you like here?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be no hanging around here. They're going to take no prisoners. The Black Russian and Vinny's Pride, two horses that absolutely adore tight right-handed tracks, and they've got really good form at Kilbeggan to boost that theory. Both really like to serve it up from the front. You look at their comments that you read in the Racing Post. The Black Russian attempted to make all, tried to make all, made all the running, led and clear. He goes off like the taxman's after him, and so does Vinny's Pride as well. Last time out at Kilbeggan here, when he got run out of it by Indian Icon, attempted to make all. They really do like to go from the gate here. So the problem is, if you fancy one of those two, that they could, in theory, cut each other's throats, and that could be the worry here, because they both like to press on, and they might just set it up for something that just sits in behind the pace and has a bit more of a conservative ride. And with that in mind, I'm going to tip last year's winner here, On the Ground, who got the pace that it needed to run at in this race 12 months ago. It was a race that Vinny's Pride was second in, and Vinny's Pride was responsible for the early gallop. And it could well be the same again. And Thomas Fowley's charge was a bit unlucky here last time out. Certainly not unlucky to win the race, but he was involved in a very hot race down in Belliestown, a race that was obviously used as a stepping stone for this race again this year. He fell at the last when he was still in contention. I don't think he would have won, but he probably would have finished third. And that form alone stands out in this race, or certainly one of the best pieces of form coming into this race. Portrayed, the winner, has gone on to boost the form with a win down in Cork. And, of course, Quarton, who finished second, turned up at the track 2 days after that performance, and then he won at the same track as well. So I think we're dealing with a good piece of 0-110 form. As you said, On the Ground won this race last year. He's got Jer Fox on board, and he's a whopping 17-2 with William Hill. Sure to get the race run to suit, as I said, courtesy of the Black Russian and Vinny's Pride involved in the race. And hopefully this 9-year-old can do and replicate exactly what he did last year.
Okay, On the Ground to win the race for a second year in succession then. On to the 7.25, race 4 on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle over the extended 3 miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-102. And two last-time-out winners are disputing favouritism this morning. Downtime nibbled from 3-1 into 11-4. Top Chief is 3-1. Dark Outsider is next in the betting at 7-2, turning a much better effort at Tipperary last Saturday. And then it's 12-1. Or bigger prices, barring the front three in the betting. Do you see it between the front three there, Andy, or is there something else in the race?
Well, it's not a particularly inspiring race from a betting perspective here. So many sort of iffy characters and horses that you're not sure whether they'll back up again. But as it stands, the two horses that come here off the back of wins, Downtime, Top Chief, are probably the two to concentrate on. That's certainly the way the betting's going this morning. And I'd suggest that was probably about right as well myself. I just slightly prefer Top Chief because I feel as though he might just have a bit more improvement in him. You know, he comes here following a smooth victory the other day at Perth, and that was the first time they upped him up in trip and run him in sort of summer jumping handicaps, and he seemed to have a new lease of life that day when he won quite comfortably. Prior to that, he'd run well and down in Ballyrobe in a race that's working out particularly well, but that was over an adequate trip. Hopefully he'll get the trip well here tonight. He certainly should be suited to the track anyway, and Gordon and Elliott's horses are in good form. The danger might well turn out to be Downtime, who finally got off the mark at the 12th time of asking. Like I say, whether that was quite a fluke or not and whether we can replicate that, I don't know. But at least he has got form around the track. And as we've touched upon in previous and forthcoming previews, track form is an absolute necessity. So I'll go with Top Chief in the 7.25. Because I do think he's got a bit of upside to come in his profile.
Okay, on to the 7.55 next, race 5 on the card, and this is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 6 furlongs, and Seafood is the 9-4 favourite this morning. Elegant Statesman is 3-1. Carlin Owen is 6-1 with Presenting Bearer. 15-2 for Bozy Ecard, and 10-1 for Express de Belay, and then 14-1 in bigger prices the rest. Seafood, Andy, is relatively interesting given that he's rated 138 over hurdles. Hasn't really taken to fences yet, but if he gets gets his act together over the bigger obstacles and with Barry Geraghty in the saddle, would that make him the one to beat if he does?
Yeah, he's an interesting contender here. He's quite a good horse to be running in summer jumping beginners chases at this time of the season. As you said, a 138 horse over hurdles, courtesy of several big performances throughout the winter, including when he was runner-up in the Per Temps qualifier at Leopardstown. And he was a fancy then for the actual final itself at Cheltenham, being only sent off a 12-1 chance. And he ran quite well throughout the majority of that race until not quite getting home in the end. I've just got a feeling this horse is always going to be best around about 2.5 miles, and this 2.6 miles trip around this venue should play into his strengths, because he does travel really well. I just think against the better quality horses at the sort of Grade 1 meetings, he does get outstayed. He comes from a stable that has a really good record with their animals around this track, and with, of course, Galway just around the corner, he might well be teed up for a race there. The danger, or one of the main dangers, I think, is going to be presenting Barra, a horse who was a bit unlucky the last day down in Wexford, following a good run at Fairy House the time before, when he finished second to Pageboy in quite a good race for that time of year. It was the race that Callin Amim, of course, fell at the second last, so I think that race is quite useful. And off the back of that, of course, he went then to Wexford, where he was sent off 11-10 favourite to get off the mark over fences. But disaster struck at the seventh when he jumped the fence quite cleanly, only to slither badly on landing, and in the end was pulled up immediately by Robbie Power once his winning chance had gone. And I think the kindness that was taken on board that day, hopefully he'll pay off tonight. He's certainly jumping up to that point was spot on. And that run at Fairy House just sticks at the back of my mind as being one of the key form lines in this race. And at 6-1, he's probably worth taking a chance with each way against the shortest price favourite, Seafood.
Okay. Presenting Barra each way then in the 7.55 onto the penultimate race and the big race of the evening, the 8.30, the Midlands National Handicap Chase. It's over 3 miles and one furlong. And the two JP McManus runners are, or two of the JP McManus runners are dominating the betting this morning. Hospital is 4-1 and Fever Pitch is 5s. 6-1 for Rivage d'Or. Raji is 7-1 with Shamiran. Too Strong, 10-1. 12s from Muirhead. Camehill, 12-1 as well, as is Cherry Anter and Bottle Rattler. And then it's 16-1 or bigger prices for the other runners. Great race to look forward to at 8.30. Andy, just talk us through your thoughts here.
Yeah, it's a really competitive event, as you'd expect for the money, and quite a few of these horses have probably been teed up, laid out for this race. Won last year by Double Seven, who was a multiple entry on that occasion for JP McManus, and the same silks are represented three times over here with Hospital, Fever Pitch and the Bottle Rattler, two of which have been in good form of late, Hospital and Fever Pitch. Both of them, however, I've also got to prove themselves, A, around the track, and B, more importantly, over the trip, particularly Hospital, whose best form up to date has come over shorter distances. I certainly think Fever Pitch, given the way he runs, might get the trip. Of course, this will be a strongly run 3 mile one. But, you know, they are taking a huge chunk out of the market, and being as they've got slight question marks regarding the distance, I'm prepared to look perhaps elsewhere for a little bit of value in this race. And the two that I quite like are two horses that simply adore this track. They've got phenomenal records around this tight and unique venue, and one of them is Camehill, a horse who took this race in 2012 and has been running consistently well throughout the last year or two. Subsequently, he runs well on the flat, he runs well over hurdles and over fences. He's just a really durable, tough, likeable type, trained by Philip Fenton, that very rarely puts in a bad race. He jumps well, he's sound, he's durable, and I just think he's overpriced here this morning. He's 12-1 with William Hill, and you know, for a horse that's got credentials of 2-for-2 at the track, I do think he's been overlooked here this morning quite unjustifiably. And the other one is Raji, a horse that, similarly to Camehill, has got a phenomenal record around this venue. He's run here 6 times. His form figures read 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3. So he's never been out the frame in 6 starts. He likes a strongly run race. And the last time he shipped up here, he won a similar contest to this pretty comfortably in the only 1 by 8 lengths over 3 mile one. So there's a lot to like about Raja's chances. So the way I'd probably play this race is to back Camehill at 12-1 and Raja at 7-1.
Okay, a couple against the field then that like it at Kilbeggan in the 8.30 and the 9 o'clock is the final race. This evening we'll finish with a 2 mile, 3 furlong bumper, and Tempest Missile is the 8-11 favourite at the time of recording. 5-2 for Miss North Light, 7-1 for Mean Beag, 12-1 for Wild Breeze, Memory of Light is 16s with Supreme Vinny, and then 25-1 and bigger prices for the other runners. Who do you like for the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I think William Mullins is the one to concentrate on here with this mare by presenting Tempest Missile, who ran really well last time at Downpatrick's. She was sent off favourite following an encouraging run at the Punchestown Festival, and she just bumped into one of Gordon Elliott's, who subsequently run really well in defeat. That horse, Itching Me Scratch, finished second to Totally Dominant the other day. So that form looks okay, and it was just the hill that did for this horse late on. She looked the winner turning into the home straight, but as we've seen on more than one occasion, that punishing climb to the line at Downpatrick, you know, does take some getting up, and unfortunately Tempest Missile succumbed to the hill. This flat track, therefore, should suit her much better. She seems to stay well, and she seems to be, you know, going in the right direction. Difficult to be overly dogmatic about what she's up against. Obviously, we've got to keep an eye on the likes of Miss North Light and Moon Beag in the market from stables that do quite well in these races. But Willie Mullins has already had three winners this week. Two of them have come in bumpers in these colours. So hopefully Tempest Missile can follow suit.
Okay, Tempest Missile in the lucky last then. Let's have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, decent card tonight, Kilbeggan. A lot of track specialists on show. I'm going to go with Padraig's Joy in the first race. Hopefully she's got the best form in the race and will prove good enough. I like Powderhound's chances in the 6.25. He looks a horse to stay definitely on the right side of over in Ireland. There should be plenty of pace on in the 6.55, courtesy of the two front runners, the Black Russian and Vintage Pride, and they might just set it up for On the Ground, who comes here off the back of a good run the other day when falling at the last in a decent race. Top Chief gets the vote in the 7.25 in a race I'm not really that bothered about. Presenting Bearer looks a good each-way alternative to Seafood in the 7.55. My best strategy the other night would be to back Camehill and Raji in the Midlands National. Both horses have got tremendous track form. And in the 9 o'clock, hopefully Willie Mullins, who took this race last year with Dr. Waltz, will do the same again with Tempest Missile.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections this evening and enjoy the action in Kilbeggan.
Well done. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.